What is that saying? Don't hate the player, hate the game. Is that how it goes?
Don't hate the game, hate the player.
Don't hate the game, hate the player.
Yeah.
I hate the f***ing game.
Laguna Beach, Season 2, 211 and 212. My name is Jeff.
How do I get out of here? Back to where I belong.
I miss a little hauling up inside the cocktail.
And a couple drops of sunshine, good enough to pick and choose the always over sunshine. Hey everyone, welcome to the Coming Clean podcast, a retrospective podcast about MTV's Laguna Beach in the Hills. It's your one and only Sam leading the way this week, and we have Marty.
Hello.
My right hand, my co-host, my partner in crime.
The editor.
The editor, possibly the mystery producer, but he has not been revealed yet.
I don't know, man. I don't know who it is. Even we haven't seen him, but he produces us.
Yeah, you're my rock. You keep me on pace. This has already gone off the rails.
All right, shouts to our our invisible producer for keeping us on track. And before we get started, I just want to say that we are the number one Laguna Beach podcast on iTunes right now. So in your face, St. Mary's Laguna Beach Sermons. And in your face, St. Mary's Laguna Beach Choir. We're number one.
And if you Google us, we are number one on Google for if you search Laguna Beach. So screw you, Laguna Beach radio station, KRXWY.
But if you want to have us as guests, we'd be happy to join and hype our podcast there.
Yeah, this should be a bonding moment for us all.
All right, so now that we've trashed on actual Laguna, do we have...
When you're on the top, you're on the top.
Yeah. Hate is going to hate, and they hate us because they ain't us.
Hey, as they say, don't hate the game, hate the player.
Exactly. But please don't hate us, and give us 5 stars on iTunes. It really helps.
Yes, it does.
All right, so any Lagoon news this week?
I think it's a pretty tame week. We did have a solemn episode last week, you know, in some remembrance. So today, yeah, nothing new. Just babies are being incubated across the world.
Mm-hmm. All right, and also check out thelowdown.com. Lo is teaching us how to have not dry skin all the time.
I've been seeing that. I've been, I think I'm going to have to tune in tonight, get some nice exfoliating scrub. my girlfriend recently got one of those blackhead masks. Ooh. That you peel off. So yeah. I might have to try that and put it on my Twitter.
Oh, you should do the, you know, those facial, the black facial mask that really hurt when you take out, like for your whole face.
Yeah, this is exactly it.
Oh, nice. I'm going to have to visit just to try it.
Yeah, I saw a video of somebody put it on their whole body.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it didn't go very well.
Oh, I'm sure they didn't. But this podcast is not going very well right now, so let's jump into the episodes 211 or 210 and 211, or no, 211 and 212. I'm confusing everyone already. 211 and 212 are the production codes. Episodes 10 and 11 is what you're looking for on the DVD and on MTV.com, but what are the titles of these episodes?
The titles are Lies and Goodbyes and Don't Hate the Game.
All right, one takeaway here from these two episodes before we dive in deep.
So my one takeaway is relationships and waves are very scary.
Oh, I thought you were going to say fake for the purposes of these episodes.
Oh, wow. Ooh. That would have been really good.
That's deep. Well, my takeaway is relationships. No, I'm kidding. my takeaway is Kristen Cavallari, I think, is growing up a little bit.
We can possibly get into that. I'm not totally convinced.
All right.
But maybe, maybe.
All right, well, let's collect our thoughts, jump into the song, and we'll come back and talk about it.
Writing down every word you said just to watch them go to flames. Try to break down my confidence while your bullets ricochet.
All right, how are your blackheads, Sam? Are they all gone? Are you all exfoliated and ready to discuss this episode?
Yeah, my pores have shrunk up, but my thoughts have not.
Let's kick it off with a segment within a segment that we usually call "That's What She Said," but for the purposes of this discussion, it's "That's What She Said." She said, so said is, you know, snitching on some rumors about Alex M. Set the stage here.
Yeah, so apparently the rumor is out there that Alex M. thinks that Casey made up out of nowhere, that Alex M. kind of smells and has a hygiene problem, which in high school is, you know, people going maybe still through puberty. Mm-hmm. Might have these problems.
Mm-hmm.
But Casey is defending herself by saying, one, she didn't make it up. She heard it from somewhere and right. Someone.
And she never confirmed who that someone was, right?
Nope. Okay. She has not. And, and at the same time, she didn't really defend herself very well because she was like, I knew it was shady.
Right.
And she did it anyways.
Yep.
So there's a lot of drama spiraling, and that came to a head on the beach when Casey tried to, good for her for going head on at Alex.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't want to take on Alex after seeing that Cabo episode.
Yeah.
Or try starting a rumor about Alex after the Cabo episode. So Casey's kind of in some hot water.
Yeah, and even LC warned Casey on that random conversation. I didn't even know they were friends, but... You know, Alex M's bad side is not the side to be in.
No, like once you burn a bridge, she's burning that bridge, digging a deeper hole. I don't know, throwing like fire everywhere. So you're kind of burnt once you're done.
Yeah, and that quote unquote apology that had happened on the beach. At first, I was like, okay, Alex looks like she's coming in real hot and angry. Like, hear Casey out. And then Casey just didn't really apologize at all. She went into the defensive mode and then turned it around on Alex, which pissed her off even more.
Yeah, but I'm glad Alex was basically like, and I probably did the same thing too, is like, she was like, I just, like, we're fine. Like, I'm over it, even though she probably isn't, but she's saying she's over it. But she's like, I just don't even want to associate with you at all.
Right.
So it's like, we're fine, but I'm going to ignore you and pretend that, like, you don't exist for the rest of your life.
Yeah, Alex kept it 100 there. So I admired that about her. And also, some of the most baller ways to just close a conversation is we're done.
And yeah.
Walking away.
Confirmed.
That was I did pretty like, awesome.
I did like Casey kind of getting real spiritual and be like, just, like, you don't have to forget, but forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, why can't you just forgive me?
Because you never apologized.
Yeah. And in high school, like, why would you forget or forgive anybody? Like, what's the point?
Right, yeah, you forgive. They'll be forgiven on, like, graduation day when you're like,
yeah,
whatever, I'm never going to see you again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not a good look for Casey here. We had some high hopes for her, but, you know, you can't be spreading some lies.
Yeah, but then the same thing is so who's in, like, is it Sed's business to be telling Alex? I thought Sed and Jason were, like, really good friends with Casey. Like, why is Sed getting his nose into this business?
I don't know. Do you think – I think that he might be closer to Alex M because Jason – dated Alex anyway, and he was kind of one of the sounding boards when they broke up. When
he was
expressing that he was in the middle of that.
And he always hated thing. Yeah, he always hated Jessica, and he seemed to be promoting Alex.
Yeah. So maybe there's some background friendship there that we don't know about. So maybe his loyalties lie with that group, my crew.
Yeah, and Casey's still the new girl.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it seems like it doesn't hurt Sed's friendship with Casey.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if I was Casey and Sed's throwing around like telling people behind my back, I was like, how do you trust a person after that?
Yeah, unless Casey didn't tell Sed, and then Sed just heard that Casey said, you know.
Typical... Yeah, like from Jason. Like, she could have said it to Jason.
Yeah, and then Jason's like, yo.
Yeah.
I mean,
he immediately drives over to Sed's house and be like, what did I, guess what I just heard.
Okay, so now that you've mentioned that, I'm thinking back now because Alex obviously was angry because Casey said it to Jason.
Mm-hmm.
But if she was stinky somewhere, wouldn't Jason be able to confirm or deny that?
I would hope
one,
so.
Yeah, he would be the one to be like, no, she doesn't. Or like, oh, maybe she does. I don't think she does.
I mean, yeah. I mean, at the same time, Jason probably doesn't have an idea of what he's doing. And he just probably went along with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. They didn't really give much of the background. We kind of just came in right in the middle when things were already escalated.
Yeah, I'm hoping maybe in the next episode or two we might get, I don't think we will, but it would be nice to maybe this comes back up again.
Yeah, it would be nice to know at least who it came from and where it went from there and how it grew. But interesting, something to watch here. We got a new rivalry brewing now that the Jessica Alex tension has sort of died down a little bit.
I mean, now it seems like Casey has no friends.
Right.
From what we can see at school now, so she might be moving on to the next one.
Yep. All right. So let's stop spreading these lies and rumors, these rumors and innuendo. And I want to shift gears here and talk about Kristen, who I had mentioned, who I think is sort of growing up a little bit. She's still very high school, but she seems to be confronting her demons a little bit more head-on these days. But let's start off with Kristen's trip to... Well, before that, actually, let's start with Kristen and Talon.
Yeah, a nice little dinner date.
Yeah, I mean, not much when it comes to technique for Talon with the knife skills. There were some scary moments there with a cord.
He's no Ming Tsai.
Yeah, and... But I do admire his hygiene. He was washing his hands, he was washing everything and wiping everything down. As someone who spends a lot of time in the kitchen, I admire that and I can respect that.
Yeah, did he just basically make a deconstructed Caesar salad? Or chicken Caesar salad? Or a Caesar salad with chicken on the side?
No, he was making a shrimp cocktail.
Yep, I saw grilled chicken.
Yeah. Was that chicken or steak?
Oh, well, I thought it was chicken.
Oh, I don't know. It looked like steak maybe, to me, but something grilled.
Maybe he had an assortment.
Yeah, and I did like his reason for why he went all out, and he just said, I'm Italian, which is, I was like, why am I liking this Talon move right here?
Yeah, you can't refute that.
Yeah, but, he actually turned out as a little bit of a sympathetic figure on this episode, and I don't like that I'm getting behind on the Talon train a little bit here. I'm still not on the train, but I'm browsing some ticket prices.
Yeah, he fluctuates. He'll have his goofball moments, but then he comes back with a sad episode because Kristen messes with his mind so much.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem as evil and manipulative, at least in these two episodes, as he did before.
No, and I don't even know if he ever was. I think he's just pretty straightforward with everybody in the most place.
The way he treated Casey was kind of crappy.
Or Casey, you mean Taylor?
Taylor.
Yeah, true. I wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah, but on this one, I'm giving the Talon train a pass.
Yeah, well, because Kristen, we just know because she's going off to see Steven, mm-hmm. and really gives no Talon no mention of that.
Yes. And which, that's, yeah, I
which
mean...
Does she have the right, like, should she tell Talon? Or, I mean, they're not dating.
Right.
They're just, like, kind of hooking up or seeing each other or hanging out. Does Talon deserve to be told that she's going to Steven's? Or does it, like, why does it matter? I know it hurts Steven, but it doesn't, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really coincide.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she had to be upfront with Talon. Yeah, I don't think she's obligated to tell him anything other than what she already said, that she doesn't really want a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Which she already said, and I guess she just didn't want to, like, wreck the night with Talon by telling her when he's like, oh, what are you up to this weekend? Oh, seeing my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, Kristen is always in some kind of drama.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird to see that she avoids the drama, but it always comes back.
Right.
Like, she's trying to avoid it and trying to keep things separated.
Yeah.
But everything's going to come to head with Talon, because he already found out. He was already kind of grumpy in the second episode from finding out.
Yep.
So I think she can't get away from that.
Yeah, and I think she explained it. The reason why I said I think she's growing up a little bit or a lot, give or take, based on these two episodes, was when, fast forwarding to the fiesta, when she was talking to Jessica about how she only wanted Steven back when he started hooking up with LC. And I thought she was like, okay, at least you're like self-aware enough to know your shortcomings. And she was pretty straightforward with both Talon and Steven that she doesn't want anything to happen serious with those two. And I'm sure she's thinking of college too now at this point.
Yeah, I mean, she's got these guys hung up on her.
Right.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, and one of them's far away and one of them's too near.
Yeah, she's got no place to go. She's mm-hmm. kind of stuck.
Yeah. But, I mean, I feel bad for Steven. He was obviously excited and
give a rundown of kind of how the day, either the date or the kind of the weekend kind of went.
Yeah, so Kristen finally comes out to San Francisco. They take a little ride, do some touristy stuff, the usual stuff, touristy stuff that you do out in San Francisco. You take the trolley.
Is that like Shipman's Wharf or something like that?
Fisherman's Wharf.
Yeah.
You take the trolley and then you go over to Fisherman's Wharf, get some boudin, get some clam chowder.
See the homeless guy that lives in a bush?
Yeah, get attacked by some seagulls.
Yeah.
You know, typical touristy stuff from, so in San Francisco you get attacked by seagulls and other birds. In New York you get attacked by mascots. That's our travel tip of the day. In our spinoff podcast, watch out for the Mickey. Coming soon on the Travel Channel.
We just go to areas where there's like a bunch of
mascots
and we try to navigate through it.
Yeah, it's like a bum fight where we take the Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse mascots in Times Square, take them to real Disney, and then try to get them to fight.
That would be crazy. Like the Dora the Explorer.
Yeah. Going off the rails. But yeah, go on a date and then go to dinner and then cap it off with a romantic view by the hills and watching some fireworks from a concert.
Lookout Point.
Yeah. That's a pretty typical trope for a lot of shows and movies where that's the makeout spot, man. But no making out this time.
Yeah, Kristen pretty much stonewalled him. Steven did a little look, not say anything, pause, put the little nudge blanket around him, and Kristen just said no, no, no.
Mm-hmm. And then he was just
so butthurt.
Yeah, he was upset after that.
Oh my god, I loved when he was dropping her off at the hotel.
I was just about to mention that.
and he's like, and you don't really hear what he says. Yeah. And next thing you know, you just see his hands. Chinese food container and like something else hanging out the window.
And she was like, where am I supposed to throw this?
I don't know, a trash can. And she's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Did she ever take it? I don't know. I don't think she did.
No, she grabbed them.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah, it was weird seeing Kristen really uncomfortable and not in control and being the queen of everything.
Yeah, I mean, Steven, this is a normal situation where he got his feelings hurt for like an eighth time in how many, two seasons so far.
Yeah, especially when you consider that she flies all the way out there. So he takes that as like a sign that, okay, she's making the effort. And then, yeah, to get completely stonewalled.
I mean, that's such a tough situation where he's been begging and begging her for her to go, and she doesn't. I mean, she kind of gave off the vibe that she doesn't really want to go.
Right.
And then when finally she gets there, you know, they have a good time, but then he's expecting more. She doesn't like. That's on Steven. You kind of wrecked everything.
Yeah, but bottom line, nothing's happening between them. So, and nothing's happening with Talon. So this actually segues nicely into, unless you have one more thought.
No, I was going to say, we just got left with Kristen, Steven. They discussed that Steven clearly wanted more.
Right.
I think they're on the same page. Steven might try again, but at least for now, we're leaving it as just friends. They defined that relationship.
Yes, they did define the relationship. And okay, so now let's fast forward to the namesake of our episode, and let's talk about Jeff. Because he was a starring role here, the little boy from Winter Formal.
Yeah, and the buddy of Talon that went up to the mountain.
Yep.
He was in Mammoth.
Yep.
A little boy turned into a man.
Yeah, he's
got two ladies.
Three if you're counting the Winter Formal.
Oh yeah, who did he go with?
He went with Alex Lauren H, and they hooked up in the limo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then you set the stage this time with him and Jessica.
So him and Jessica, I guess they've been kind of talking. As Jessica explains, what the difference between him and Jason is that he actually calls her first. And with Jason, she would always have to call. And they kind of have a budding romance. Jessica's a full-on crush. And she eventually, at the end of the episode, we get her seeming like they've, you know, maybe locking down plans to be boyfriend and girlfriend after she goes ditching her original friends of Lauren, Alex H, and Kristen, and goes to the Wave water Factory park. It's basically a water park to surf on some waves generated by a motor and get a little more FaceTime with them.
Yeah, and can I just say they look a lot better together than Jessica and Jason ever did. Just the eye test, they like look like they belong together. They're very cute together.
Yeah, their body language was really good. Same height.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seemed like they had a nice little conversation, walk on the beach. At first, Jessica was complaining to the other girls on that little beach area, and then Jeff was there, but then he got up to leave.
Yep.
I thought, maybe he got upset when she brought up Kristen.
Right.
But they kind of brought it back that, and maybe he was just like went somewhere else. I got in my head. I got nervous for her.
Yeah, so Jessica, I mean, after all that she's been through, I'm rooting for her. Now she's painted herself a sympathetic figure. She's gone from super pathetic to now a little sympathetic because she's starting to get her mojo back a little bit. And seeing her like really excited is kind of endearing.
Yeah, now maybe she's finally found a guy that it's a combination of Dieter and Jason. A guy she really likes that actually
is like
also adores her at the same time.
Yeah, true. Good call there.
Yeah.
But nothing comes easy or simple for Jessica because Kristen just had to put her big fat mouth, well, not fat, but her big mouth on
his elbow and his mouth.
Also his mouth, yes. So, wild fiesta. Lots of drinking. Giant cups of margarita.
Yeah. And it seems like it was only really Lauren, Alex H., and Kristen were like the only ones drunk. Maybe Jeff. But yeah, for the most part, like, watching it, it was like the only people who sounded super drunk were Kristen, definitely. Yeah. And then Lauren H. coming, Alex coming out with, I keep calling her Lauren now. Alex well, coming out name. With the, yeah, coming out with the maracas yeah. and the hat and be like, ay, ay, fiesta.
Yeah. Yeah, the amount of times they like yelped. I was like, yeah. That's borderline offensive at this point.
I mean, I was shocked by that. I was like not expecting that whole turn of events.
And how she got mad at Jason for like having fun at the pinata. When she was...
Wait, when was the... So what did she say?
When the random dude was getting set for the pinata, and she was like, no, we have to show him which direction, and then she like led the stick to the pinata. Oh, and okay. Then Jason was trying to trick the guy. He's like, no, it's over here. And she's like, Jason, stop! I was like, okay.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I gotta go get my cig. Hold yeah. on.
Yeah, he was down in those cigs.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Chain smoking.
Yeah. Not related to the band.
No. They probably came from Laguna. Actually, that's a lie. I don't think they did.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But so wild moments there. So Kristen ends up hooking up with Jeff at the party.
Yeah, I mean, they started off sharing that little lollipop, and I mean, is that the new move? That could be the new move to get some makeouts. Share a lollipop, and then boom, you're in there.
Well, I will make sure to have lollipops at all my parties.
They had a lot of candy.
Well, I guess there was a pinata.
Yeah. Before the pinata, they had a giant bowl yeah. of candy.
Just in case they couldn't bust open the pinata.
Yeah, it was just a sugar high. There was no alcohol there. It was just all sugar.
Yeah, except Lauren and Alex H., there was clearly a scene where Alex H. was just dumping like 4.5 liters of margarita sour mix into like a German boot-sized thing already half filled with tequila.
Yeah, those are like 0.5% alcohol that's in there. So,
and that was clearly... I'm no alcohol expert, but I've seen a good amount of drunk people in my day. But that was Cuervo drunk. That wasn't
yeah.
That wasn't expensive tequila drunk.
No. That is, you're waking up with a hangover tomorrow.
Oh, all that sugar! Oh my gosh! Now that I'm thinking about it, between the sour mix and the candy.
Yeah, that's like basically pouring. Like, I'm surprised there wasn't vodka and Gatorade that was being passed around.
We'll wait for prom next week.
That's
when it all happened. But yeah, I mean, had I known that, I would have been like, yo, Talon, you still got some of that food?
I mean, also, crazy thing is, their party was at like 2 o'clock.
Yeah, 2:30.
Yeah, we never had the opportunity to do like day parties because one, people are like walking around.
Right.
And like nobody really like left their house unattended for my friend, parents-wise.
Yeah. I mean, we did not have the freedom that these people had.
No, it was just like, where's the parents?
Who knows? And that was Alex H.'s house?
I get confused. I think it was Kristen. No, yeah, it was, because it wasn't her. Kristen, when Kristen was on the phone with Talon telling Morgan that she could come, but her little friends can't.
Yep.
She said it's not her house. Which, at the same time, bring that up, why did Alex H. not want to say names because they were on camera?
I guess so. That's probably part of it.
Yeah, so she was like, I don't want to say names, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah, probably that, because they'll think if they watch it back.
Yeah. Like, who it actually is.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's tough to keep secret. Obviously, secrets come out.
And then MTV is going to make the drama anyways, so everybody already knows.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, all right, let's jump into our last segment here before we crown some MVPs and play some games. But let's talk about, yeah, Alex M. and Casey and Taylor not being invited here. Good move, bad move? What do you think?
I think on the girls' end, it's a good move because they're trying to get the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But what really confused me is coming from the Cabo, that Cabo episode, everybody seemed to be in a good, good place.
Right.
Maybe after, they did a little shots where Taylor could have been looking at Talon and Kristen, hanging out or heard about things.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's they're back on terrible playing fields. They don't hang out anymore. They hung out for that 1 week.
Right.
Now they don't hang out at all. And Alex H and Alex M don't even really associate.
Yeah, that's what surprised me the most. Alex H seemed as,
salty.
Yeah, she was on Kristen's level of not caring about the other group and not wanting them to be there.
Yeah, it's what went on? We don't know.
Yeah,
I think this is MTV. This is MTV's fault. They need to provide a better story.
Yeah, the backstories aren't happening unless they're all happening. They're all texting it.
Yeah, true. And we needed some they weren't there yet for the Catfish when they put the text conversations.
Right. Oh yeah, true. Well, it would have been all T9.
Yeah, that was long and tapping the 2 button over and over again.
Yeah, and I'm just realizing that was still a time when people still favored phone conversations over texts, because that conversation, the phone conversations that they have, I'm getting anxiety from just watching them talk on the phone about things that they can clearly just text.
Yeah, I never even really talked on the phone.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I was definitely primarily a texter, but I definitely remember just being on the, but at least even just talking, my friend Lindsay would call and we would talk on the phone, but now I can't even
interaction.
Yeah, now we call each other on our birthdays and stuff, but yeah, before we would just call each other, or Steven, we would just call each other just to chat. And I'm what is that? Chatting is for Facebook. That's what Facebook Messenger is for. Have you not heard of GChat? It's in the name.
Yeah, it's instant. It's AIM for your phone.
Yeah, so yeah, freaky sites there, weird flashbacks. I can't imagine myself just picking up the phone to be like, yo, what's up? Come on over.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the next best thing where there's less social interaction.
Well, I mean, that's today.
we could get better.
Yeah, so any last words? Just another shout to Jeff here, Jeff Boyle, for essentially hooking up with Kristen's entire friend group at this point.
I mean, that's how you gotta do it. Make the rounds.
Yeah, he hit bingo on that one. On that friend group.
I do want to actually bring up, there's just a minor thing, maybe not minor at the moment, but Lauren and Steven, they getting either a little bit of closure, or it seems like Steven's now onto Lauren to leave it open-ended.
Is it bad to say that I don't care?
Yeah, I mean, it was so nonchalant, but he asked Lauren, could we ever date?
Yeah.
And I think he's playing with her head now, because he's all right, Kristen's done.
Right.
Maybe now he's now I can finally focus on one person. But
and he's moving to LA as well.
Yep. So that could be some future drama. But yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we'll have a lot more of Elsie and Steven, I'm sure, in the coming episodes, or at least when we get to the hills. So
yep.
At this point, we're focused on this new crew.
Yeah.
Any final words before we jump into break here?
Yo soy fiesta.
All right, and Jeff, you the man. We'll be right back.
You say that I'm crying for you. I heard you whispering. No, I just feel sorry for you. If that's what you think, then talk about.
Vroom, vroom, Marty gave me the keys back. And we're going into our next segment, which is your favorite one, and it's MVP of the week.
Of the week. All right, Sam, who was your MVP of the week?
My MVP, I'm going to give it to Jessica.
Ooh.
I think she had some faults. She had that little Jason blip at the Fiesta where mm-hmm. she kind of got her mind right.
Mm-hmm.
But on all in all, I think she's kind of moving past. Not too much drama happening. Maybe something brewing, but nothing confrontational face to face.
Right.
And I like to see that she's now with possibly with Jeff. So big ups to her. Congratulations. Right. You're on the board.
Nice. Was that is this her first? I think so.
I think so.
She's
I think
been
yeah.
miserable well, yeah, all season.
Yeah, she would have never got one before.
Well then, I'm just gonna complete the duo here, and I'm my MVP is Jeff.
Name of the episode, has his own segment.
Yeah, he's crushing it. His name
yeah,
is Jeff.
Yeah, he was a nice addition.
His name is Jeff. Yeah, and he was like just always this background character, kind of just floating around. And then, who would have thought? Everybody loves Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, who knows if we'll ever get him in upcoming episodes. I think we will.
I hope so.
But
I hope we hear him talk.
Yeah, we heard him a little bit.
Yeah, but it was like drunken blabbering.
I mean, is there anything else?
Yeah, true. All right, speaking of drunken babbling, let's play a little game. Are you ready for one A game?
I love games.
All right, so let's... Don't hate the game. Hate the player. All right, so... Let's travel back to 2005, and I'm not talking about today in history, but let's travel back and pretend that we are students at Laguna Beach High School, and we got some plans to throw a little party here. I want this game to revolve around our group of friends, or who we would want to be friends, and to create the most bumpin' party ever, and let's start off with what the theme of our parties will be. You can start off.
All right. So I was kind of going back and forth of fun theme ideas, but I think I settled on Chinese New Year.
All right.
You know, bring some Chinese food, some egg rolls. Maybe we could hand out those red gift cards or the red things with money. Mm-hmm. The dragons. I think it's a cool vibe, a lot of red, a lot of gold kind of things. Maybe depending on the new year, we'll do like if it's the year of the rooster, maybe I can bring in some roosters and like something else, you know, something to go along that line.
Okay.
And like Chinese food, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, true. And it'll be easy to look. You don't have to prepare anything. You just order.
Exactly. I'm a party planner.
All right. That sounds like a pretty fun party. And my party is not going to be centered around food. My party is going to be centered around games, and it's going to be family game night. And I'm going to have some board games, some giant board games, some giant checkers, some giant Jenga.
What about Twister?
Some Twister, yeah, you know, that's the party after dark, some Twister.
Whoa.
All right, but here's the catch. We got our themes.
Play some Settlers Catan?
Maybe.
Build some roads?
Yeah, but we'll do the life-size version because my parents are remodeling and we need to... That's just my way of getting some extra labor. Yeah, just a nice game night, get some pizza, some booze. That's all we need. All right. Here's the problem, Sam. Our parents or our houses will explode if we invite... if there's more than 7 people at a time, so we can only invite 6 people.
Yeah, because we're in the trailer park of Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
We only have a single wide.
Yeah. So, only 6 people can be on the guest list. Are you ready to handle that responsibility?
I think I put together the perfect party.
Okay. And, oh, by the way, good news. All the kids from college also went home, so we can invite them too. So, season one and season two in play here. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Here's the catch.
Oh.
My party is at the same time as your party, so this is going to have to be draft style.
Oh, I was not expecting this. Twist.
Yeah. You didn't think it was going to be that easy.
All right, listeners, I was not prepared for this. This threw me off.
That was shouts to our invisible producer.
Coming up big.
All right, so we have access.
Oh, my mind's in a pretzel right now.
We have access to two seasons of Laguna Beach worth of cast members. They don't have to be the main ones. They can be some of the smaller characters. But we have six each, so choose wisely. Sam, since you got thrown into the loop, I'm going to give you access to the number one overall pick.
This took a lot of deliberation. And my number one overall pick, which I hopefully you might be able to agree with me, the man, the myth, the party enthusiast.
Oh, man.
My man and yours.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Polster.
That's solid pick. That's a solid pick.
I don't think there's any other option at number one.
That's completely a no-brainer.
Yeah. He's the centerpiece of my dream team. He brings the party. He no bad vibes will be had.
Yeah, you guarantee that your party will be fun.
Yes. Yes.
Dang. Good call.
Big pick.
Yes. All right. My first overall pick is going to be... Ooh, this is a tough one. Polster was the easy one. I am going to go with... Kristen Cavallari.
Woo! A little engine that could.
Yeah, I think she could possibly bring some drama. You know, there's gonna be some wild things happening. She's gonna be drinking. She's gonna be the life of the party, and I am not opposed to some drama at my game night.
Yeah, you always gotta have a little bit of drama.
Yeah. I'm typing down the picks.
So yeah, I was as well.
All right, cool. All right, round two. Or should we go snake?
Let's do Snake.
All right. So my second pick, now that I have Kristen, is going to be... Oof, this is tough again. I'm going to go with Lauren Alex H because we got to keep them in a combo package.
Nah, good pick. I was hoping that you would fall to number four.
Ugh. Yeah, you ain't taking my group. Oh, I actually took your group.
My crew. I'm out of the crew.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. I'm going to, with my fourth pick, I'm making my own new crew.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going with the dark horse, Casey.
Ooh, that is interesting.
Very interesting pick. This is why I went with Casey. Okay. One, as we said before, brings maybe a little bit of drama.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we've seen in the past that she has been fun. She's a little crazy. She's a little out there. Three, maybe she'll bring some of those quesadillas from Inelda. So she definitely might be footing the bill for this whole party.
All right. All right. Who was your next pick then?
All right. I'm going to go with, at number five... I'm going with Alex M.
Ooh. Wow. You are testing the law of Polster here.
So this is going... Yes, exactly. I want to test the bounds of law of Polster. And if Polster happens to leave early, because he probably has another party go-to, then I'll get the drama of Casey and Alex M. And we know Alex will probably get in a fight. and maybe I don't know, like, that's not a, like, that's pretty crazy to see a fight at a party. Like, I've witnessed, I think, maybe one or two, and it's like the scariest but yet thrilling thing to be a part of.
Interesting. All right, solid picks there so far. You got the life of the party, but also some possible drums brewing. All right, so I got a couple of girls at my party. Gonna even out the ratio a little bit, and I'm gonna take my name of Jeff. Jeff is invited to my game night.
All about Jeff.
And you know what? I really want to trigger Kristen here. So my fourth pick is going to be Sam.
Oh, wow. I was not thinking that.
Ooh.
I think he could be a good at a game night.
True. All right. So who is your fourth pick?
So my fourth pick out of six. Ooh, I am going with, I'm going to go with, this kind of pains me, but I think it could go along with my theme. I'm going with Christina.
Oh, what?
Guess what?
Karaoke?
Yep. I found my dad's karaoke machine, and I'm hooking it up to the TV.
Nice. Christina, interesting. That's out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's going with the theme. I think she's going to, and then we know that Alex M also sings.
Oh,
so
true.
We'll have two people that will be able to duel more drama, high intensity karaoke.
Good call.
While I eat my Patsy U.
Nice. All right. Who is the fifth person that's going to your party?
So coming back around, my fifth person will be, I'm going to go with,
nothing like dead air.
Sorry, you threw me off with the Alex Lauren H pick, and it was not my party. I am going to go with Taylor.
Ooh. You're taking my crew.
Yeah, I'm taking your... I took your crew. Alex M needs a little backup with Taylor.
True.
To possibly bully Casey. But I think Taylor's nice enough to also stay out of drama.
Yeah.
So it could be some good vibes that will be circulating around.
Yeah, I mean, I took Alex Lauren H to sort of neutralize Kristen, and you got to take Taylor to neutralize Alex M. So that's a good call, I think.
Yeah. And then Christina's just hanging out there.
Yeah. She's just there for the singing part. She heard there was karaoke and showed up. All right. My fifth pick. Uh-oh. You know what? My party will be the most drama-filled party in all of Laguna because my fifth pick is going to be Stephen Coletti.
Whoa, coming back from San Fran.
And my sixth pick, just for my entertainment at this point, is going to be Talon.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to watch all these guys fight over Kristen, and I'm going to hang out with Alex H.
Oh, true. Smart move.
Boom.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah. So they can all battle on the giant risk, and yeah, Alex H and I will play some chess.
Yeah, you have a pretty big bro sesh.
Yeah. It is the ratio is just completely off, but I was thinking of getting like all guys and just playing video games because that's pretty much what my high school was. And I was like, that hits too close to home.
Yeah. Yeah, change it up.
Imaginary high school party could actually invite girls over. All right, you got one last pick. Who is it going to be? Make it count.
Oh, I've thought about this for probably 3 hours.
Oh.
And this might be out of left field, but it also can make the most sense.
Okay.
So I'm gonna start it off. One, I'm rounding out the field, so it's gonna be three guys. And, well, no, this is what it was. I'm gonna have a better ratio because it's gonna be three guys to four girls.
Mm-hmm.
Better ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy has been known to be a good party animal, so uh-oh, he's gonna hang out with Polster.
Yep.
And this guy,
is it gonna be Sweet Baby Michael?
No, he was on the short list.
Okay.
It's Skinny Dip guy from episode one.
You gotta hide your bubble bath and cover your pool, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, late night, some guy's like, Skinny Dip guy, we need to turn up this party. He's the one.
Good call. That's a good call. That's your Sam pick. That's your sleeper.
Yeah, and he might leave early to go skinny dipping, so then we could make it a smaller party if we need to.
Right, notable snubs here that I know our good listeners will point out. No Trey. No Low.
Mm.
No Low Jason. Almost,
yeah, Low almost made it over Taylor. I mean, yeah, over Taylor.
Yeah, and I mean, if I had one more spot, and if I invited LC, which, I mean, I don't think she's going to be super fun at a party.
No, we've seen her at parties, and she was only, seemed like she was like, she's always kind of lame at a party.
Yeah, she's kind of just hanging out there. Like, if she's coming, you better bring, like, the rest of her crew, otherwise I don't think she's going to be that fun.
Or, but, like a Vogue magazine, so she can, like, yeah, meet in the corner. Because if you don't like camping, you probably don't like games.
Yeah, and other big snubs, I think Cedric just missed the boat here.
Yep. Dieter.
And, yep, Dieter. So no comedy.
No. Yeah, true.
Just, we went for the drama. We went for the drama picks.
Yeah.
Your Christina's out of nowhere still, I think. And last one, at least for my purposes, I threw away my shot by not inviting Jen Bunny.
Ah, true. Yeah, it might have moved on.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't have made sense based on the people I invited. She would have been completely out of place.
She just hated it and then left.
Yeah. So Lauren, Alex H. it is. And we're going to hang out as we watch Kristen navigate her way through four boys.
Oh my God. Trapped in one room.
Yeah. Just be like, 7 minutes in heaven, all five of you. Slam the door.
And at the end, you have to pick one.
Yeah. Oh man. I bet Sam would win.
Yeah, it seems like she's just like more attracted to Sam, but she's just not getting with him.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get our party plans in place, but you better be ready because I have some brain teasers for you coming up after this break. Back, and I'm here to test Sam's knowledge about the year 2005, specifically September 26th and October 3rd of that year. I am currently leading 10-2. Sam, you have 5 questions to close the gap. 5 points on the board. Are you ready for your first question?
As ever, I have been.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. 5 years before releasing a docudrama named after a famous sea creature that turned into a TV show, this cyber lover boy was celebrating his 21st birthday on September 26th, 2005. Who is this dude?
What?
Come on, man! You actually mentioned this movie/show earlier on the episode.
I barely remember what I said like 10 minutes ago.
I will give you another clue. You watch this show.
I watch a lot of shows, man.
You've watched this show, but I don't think you've seen the movie.
I don't know.
So take a guess. Think of shows and movies.
Shawn Mendes.
21st birthday. No. It's Neve.
I'm so pissed.
I told you.
God, Neve's in my brain.
All right, well, 0-1.
Neve Schulman.
Yeah. Man, I thought that was a lot easier than
you made it out to be. God damn it.
All right. Hopefully you know science, because question number 2 is about that.
I don't.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
This celestial phenomenon occurred on October 3rd, 2005. You'll have to look up and see it and hope it's a sunny day. Or maybe a moony day?
Is it a lunar eclipse?
You know what? I will give you that one. It was a solar eclipse. Which is the opposite of a lunar eclipse.
Is there even a lunar eclipse?
Yes, there is.
Oh.
But I'll give it to you. You got eclipse.
So sure, I fine. Just said eclipse. I get the half a point.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Question number 3. Let's move on from that before the nerds attack us.
Okay.
All right, here we go. On the October 3rd, 2005 edition of Monday Night Raw, Edge defeated this delightful wrestler in a Money in the Bank / Loser Leaves Raw ladder match, leaving him broken. Who is this is wrestler?
Matt Hardy.
Yeah. Yeah, correct.
You got it. Thank you. The first clue didn't really get me, but...
All right, here we go. Number 4. Ugh, now I'm not so sure that you're going to get this one, but I thought it was going to be easy.
Oh, God.
Number 4. There was plenty of Oscar buzz coming from this actor's portrayal of Truman Capote. This would be the first of his 4 Oscar nominations he'd received before his untimely death in 2014.
Oh, is it...
3 names.
Yeah, crap. Hold on. It's on the tip of my tongue. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Yeah. I was just thinking Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
I couldn't get his name.
3-4 this time. 3-4. Or 2.5 out of 4. Or 3. No, we'll give you 3. We'll give you 3.
What was the third? Shawn Mendes?
No, well, you missed number 1, and then you got the next 3.
Oh, okay.
All right, last question. Here we go. To bring your total up to 6. Sports and Monday Night Football is this category. This cheesy team got off to their worst start in 17 years in 2005 after losing 32-29 on Monday Night Football to the Carolina Panthers. The misery would continue all season as they finished 4-12, the worst record since the 1991 season. Your question, who was the coach during the 1991 season? No, I'm kidding. What is this team?
Is it the Green Bay Packers?
Correct.
Go. Was the coach Holmgren?
I don't. Well, my question was, who was the coach in 1991?
Yeah, 1991 Green Bay. Yeah.
Was it Holmgren?
It could be.
You would have gotten that, but not Neve.
Oh no, it was Lindy Infante.
Oh well, I don't know who that is.
He was a great coach.
Shouts
Jalindo. His name was Jalindo Lindy Infante.
Nice. The Lindy? He was the Lindy. He ended up doing Elsie's hair. Well, good job. That's 4-5. And you are up to 6 points total. So just 4 away. And next week you will try to tease my brain.
Claw on my way back.
All right, we'll take a short break and we'll close this out. Alright, that song was Talk About Me by Justin Caruso featuring Victoria Zaro. Find this and more on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, or, you know, wherever you buy or sell your music. You can find him on Twitter at Justin_Caruso. You can also find him on Facebook and Instagram by searching for Justin Caruso Music, all one word. And you can find Victoria Zaro on Twitter, Victoria_Zaro, and on Instagram, Victoria_Zaro. Links, as always, in the description. So, Sam, any recommendations for this week?
Yeah, I got food on my mind, and I'm going with Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its come in all different shapes and sizes of flavors, and they're awesome. I think they're better than Goldfish. I love the little packs at work. It's always my nice little snack. And I can't get enough of them.
All right. Well,
you want to recommend anything? Actually, your previous recommendation of doing the
Dirty Lemon
has been a big hit in my household.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, got that charcoal.
Yep, keeps the body moving.
Yeah. All right, and my recommendation for this week is going to be the comeback of Paramore, the band, and they are out with a new song that I'm blanking on right now, but they sound a lot like the 1975 right now.
Yeah, it's actually, I agree. I was going to tell you about this the other day. It was really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Not power punk pop.
Hard before. Times. It's called yes, Hard Times.
Hard Times. Yeah, that is my recommendation, and let's close out strong. As always, Sam, where can the good people find us?
Well, if you want to interact with the number one Laguna Beach podcast on iTunes, you can you can find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And as always, as I say every week, and it's rolling in, you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. And we've been trying to read through your emails. There's been so much, but keep on doing it at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. And always don't forget, but sometimes you might, but please don't, like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about this podcast. The word of mouth is the best form of flattery.
You know it. And as always, thank you to Radical Something for his theme songs, California and California Part 2. Sam, I'm hitting puberty, but what should our listeners remember to do?
Always rep the rad.
Worldwide peace.
I'ma lay it down with my boombox, babe. Now turn up the bass, drink it, drink, drink. I'ma lay it down with my boombox, babe. California. Pecorino, sipping vino with Dan Marino, in my Speedo with the desert.